Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 337 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for January 31st is write down a negative situation you are likely to encounter today. Imagine yourself rising above your negative thoughts and taking positive action despite the negativity. Explain what this will look like and how you will feel when it happens. Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of rising above. Rising above is about more than just ignoring negativity or avoiding things that trigger bad reactions from us. Yes, sometimes we need to enforce boundaries and remove ourselves from certain situations. But oftentimes, we need to experience the situation so we can use it to create a better version of ourselves. And the tool that we want to talk about today to help us rise above is to remember that all things are created twice. This tool comes from Stephen Covey in his book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. The first creation happens in our minds, and the second creation happens in the physical world when we take action. So when we want to create a better version of ourselves, we first want to create it mentally, before we take steps to create it physically. We have the ability to help prepare ourselves to respond to negative situations by creating the mental images of ourselves taking positive action before they actually take place. The Navy SEALs have a saying that we don't rise to the occasion, instead we sink to the level of our training. And if we haven't intentionally trained our minds to respond like we want them to, then we're going to react based on what we see in the world around us and the thoughts, opinions, and actions of others that we consume. Stephen Covey says that all things are created twice, but not all first creations come from conscious design. If we don't intentionally and consciously determine our course of action, if we don't respond, then we are conforming to the people and circumstances of the world. We're reacting, and we're on autopilot instead of driving our own vehicle. We must move from dependence on other people and circumstances to independence so that we can write our own story. But when we rise above, we must also move to interdependence. We must take positive action, not just to benefit ourselves, but to benefit others as well. Because when we react with negativity to negativity, then we're not able to be our best, and we're focused on ourselves instead of how we can give our gifts and abilities away to others. So how about you? Can you write down a negative situation you are likely to encounter today and imagine yourself rising above your negative thoughts and taking positive action despite the negativity? Can you explain what this will look like and how you will feel when it happens? A good author writes a rough draft before the final version. A good speaker has an outline prepared before giving a speech. And a good actor rehearses their lines so they can make adjustments during their performance. And a good leader will first create a mental image of how they can rise above negativity before it happens. This will ensure that the second creation in the physical world is based on how we want to write our own story, rather than on our reaction to what we see in the world. Are you interested in being part of a group that can help you rise above your obstacles? Check out the link in the show notes to fill out a form and get signed up to participate in our beta group, which will be discussing how you can apply the 12 fundamentals of success and the Write Your Own Story system to your own life. Because when we learn to use tools like understanding that all things are created twice so we can rise above negativity, we will increase our impact on our students and athletes as we grow by 1% and give the young people we work with a better version of ourselves every day.